Welcome to DevOps Dimension. Today we are in DevOps Days London, and I'm recording another episode joined by Claire Agutter. Claire, thank you so much for taking time.
My pleasure.
Why don't you introduce yourself first?
So my name's Claire Agutter. I work for an organization called ITSM Zone, and we specialize in providing e-learning to help IT professionals do things better. So we don't focus on technical products. We focus on management products, so moving from things like ITIL into DevOps and Agile.
Mm-hmm. You delivered a great session, by the way.
Thank
very
you
fast,
so
very smooth,
much.
Smooth flowing, so congratulations about that.
I rehearsed that one quite hard.
That's a good thing. So it was really interesting because ITIL or COVID, many large enterprises, especially like we are in the heart of the finance in Europe, in London. So they have these existing investments in ITIL. And when we start to talk about this DevOps movement, they're like, oh, it's lovely, but no thanks, because we have ITIL already. So why would you need something else? What do you think about this? If a company has an existing investment, does that mean it's a no-go for DevOps?
No, I think what more and more companies are realizing now is one framework or one method or one standard isn't enough, because really when you hear organizations say, you know, we do ITIL or we do DevOps, that's a bit of a red flag for me, because it means they're focused on a way of working rather than thinking about business outcomes or the value that they're delivering with their resources. So companies that have invested quite heavily in things like ITIL, there's nothing wrong with ITIL per se, but what they're actually doing is looking and thinking, well, could we do this a bit faster? Could we do this to maybe a different level of quality? And then they start to kind of blend best practice, good practice, emerging practices as well. So you keep your solid foundation that you've got with things like ITIL, but then maybe you can add some things on top of it, and that can help you deliver those customer outcomes.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's nice to see that if someone, some company made an investment in ITIL, at least they are willing to do things like, you know, put a process in place, a workflow. So instead of trying to talk with a company who has no interest whatsoever in, you know, it's whether it's DevOps or ITIL or COVID, I think at least you have a starting point. It's like, remember, we did this during implementing this framework. DevOps is going to complement this. It's not like an either or situation. It's more like a end situation, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And many organizations have got processes like incident management or request fulfillment. So these are sort of fairly basic processes, because they fulfill simple needs from customers. And if we look at them with our DevOps thinking, what we then see is, well, can we automate that? And you know, you see companies automating access to software, password resets, a lot of the common incidents. You might be driven off to a site that does self-help. And really, this is just applying DevOps and automation to classic service management. But what it does is it reduces costs from the IT perspective, and it delivers a faster service to the customer. So we start to merge these different ways of working, and it's actually the results to the business and to the end user where we see the value coming from it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's people feel a bit scary about this.
Like, yes.
Yeah, we have this thing. So why would we, you know, trial and error about this? And if you are doing this ITIL principles, if I may say, you have very strict rules about this.
Yeah.
There's a book saying, hey, this is how you should implement this. Mm-hmm. But in DevOps, it's more like it's a cultural movement instead of, like, you know, tools, processes. It's more like a culture. So I think the common problem about this is DevOps is not strict as ITIL.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing, and in the same time, I think it's a bad thing.
Yeah, and I think what we're seeing now in organizations is a move from a focus on control through to trying to create a more autonomous and empowered workforce. So if you apply ITIL very rigidly, what you do end up with is a very tightly controlled workforce, because this is how you work and you are measured against these processes. So it doesn't always leave people much room to be creative and think of improvements, but that doesn't always deliver good results as well. So organizations are looking at, well, how do we free up our workforce and encourage them to be creative, and maybe a little bit of DevOps can help them to do that. It's something that's quite interesting, particularly in the UK. We actually have an aging workforce, and culturally, this is something that we're going to have to adapt to in the way that we manage our people, because what we might be doing is taking somebody who's worked in a very strictly defined way for decades within an organisation, and this can feel quite scary to them. So whatever we're going to do, we need to manage it as an organisational change and make sure we bring our employees with us, rather than just, you know, right, ITIL was what we did last week, this week we're doing DevOps, which that's the worry for me, is that it becomes fashionable and it becomes a buzzword, and then you get companies who just go, right, you know, we're a DevOps company now, okay, and what are you going to be next month?
Hold your horses. Okay, yeah. So when you start having conversations with a company that has implemented ITIL or COVID, what is the first thing you mention? Like, if they want to also implement some DevOps principles on top of their ITIL practices, well, how do you start a conversation?
So the first thing for me is always to take the conversation up a level and actually look at strategically where is this organization trying to go, because that then dictates what they need to have in place in order to achieve that. You can look at the problems the organization's having, you can look at its goals, and that helps you to understand the tools that you need, because ITIL, DevOps, COBIT, they're just tools that an organisation uses to meet a particular goal. So it's important to understand, is this company trying to innovate? Does it want to stabilise its services? Is it trying to reduce costs? Is it trying to transform itself? And if you can understand that strategic picture, everything else then falls into place underneath it.
Yeah, I'm hearing this all the time. If the company is trying to adopt a bottom-up philosophy, most of the times there are exceptions, it doesn't work. It should be coming from the management, from the business side. Otherwise, as long as the technical teams, they try their best, even if they manage to, you know, implement some good things, if they don't see any appreciation from the business side, they're like, why bother?
Yeah, and it all comes back to this idea of organisational change, which is what we get wrong over and over again, whether it's ITIL or DevOps, whatever it is. You know, if it's purely top down, you get resistance at the bottom because people feel it's just another thing that's being dropped on them. If it's purely bottom up, it hits a layer of management resistance. So really, it has to be an organisational transformation. It has to be strategically there, tactically and operationally. If everybody's working in unison, that's when you see results. But small pockets of good practice in an organisation don't deliver as much as if it's kind of embedded in the way that the organisation works.
So would you recommend any resources for someone who wants to learn how they can combine ITIL with DevOps, for example?
Okay, so there's a few resources that I can recommend. Firstly, I have a YouTube channel called the ITSM Crowd, and at least once a month we get people on there from all sorts of industries, so DevOps people, ITIL people, HR specialists, and we just talk about industry issues. So they're good ones to watch. You can go have a look at those. For an organization that wants to drive some cultural change, my organization, ITSM Zone, has a DevOps Foundation training, and that kind of introduces people to key concepts. So where did DevOps come from? What do we mean when we say lean, scrum, agile, Kanban? It can be kind of terminology overload. So if people have kind of an introductory understanding, that's helpful for them. And we also have a course, the Certified Agile Service Manager, which helps people apply agile thinking to process design and implementation. So that's quite an interesting one as well. Maybe if you've done some ITIL, you can kind of look at your processes in a fresh way. So there's an awful lot out there for people to learn from.
Okay. That's great information. Thank you so much for taking the time and joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.